myself. My name is Amekala.
Nice to understand. Seba, moje meno je Mekala.
And I became a Hare Krishna in 1973.
A stala som sa Hare Krishna v roku 1973.
And was initiated by Srila Prabhupada the same year.
A v tom istom roku som dostala zasvetenie od Srila Prabhupada.
My husband joined Shruti Kirti Prabhu, joined in 1971.
A môj manžel, ktorého meno je Shruta Kirti Prabhu, sa pripojil k hnutiu v roku 1971.
And within one year he became Srila Prabhupada's personal servant.
A behom jedného roku sa stal osobným služobníkom Srila Prabhupada.
Shruti Kirti Prabhu traveled around the world 5 times with Srila Prabhupada.
A Shruta Kirti Prabhu cestoval okolo sveta 5-krát so Srilom Prabhupádom.
And he was with him for 2.5 years, which was the longest servant of any of Srila Prabhupada's servants.
A bol s ním 2.5 roka, čo je najdlhšie zo všetkých služobníkov, ktorých Srila Prabhupáda mal.
So now again he's traveling around the world speaking about Srila Prabhupada.
A v súčasnosti opäť cestuje okolo sveta a rozpráva o Šrílovi Prabhupádovi.
So, oh, one more thing.
Ešte jednu vec.
He also has written a book, which I have with me, called What is the Difficulty?
A tiež napísal knihu, ktorú máme so sebou, a tá kniha sa nazýva Čo je problém? Kde je problém?
And these are very intimate personal memories of his time with Srila Prabhupada.
A sú tu zaznamenané jeho veľmi intimné spomienky na Srilu Prabhupádu z dôb, keď mu slúžil.
So if you enjoy listening to him tonight, I can guarantee you will love this book.
A ak budete, ak vychutnáte to načúvanie mu dneska, ktoré tu bude rozprávať, tak vám garantujem, že tú knihu budete plne vychutnávať.
Later, if anybody would like one, he can sign it and they can give it to me.
A po programe, ak budete niekto chce tú knižku, tak môžete ju dostať aj s venovaním a s podpisom.
Ivo!
Tento ide tiež?
Ale zle brávo, čo ide.
A však pozri, ucha do toho ide, ale nechci, ale neviem, čo je rozhodnúť. Neviem, ako to je.
Tak to je.
Ide normálne.
Už je normálne. OK, prejdejte si tam. Welcome everyone here to this is the Sunday feast program.
Všetkých vás, teda vítame na tomto nedeľnom programe v Govinde.
And since as Mekhtala was talking about Prabhupada traveled around the world, you know, in 10 years 14 times.
A keďže Mekhtala Mataji hovorila o tom, že Srila Prabhupada cestoval po celom svete, tak za 10 rokov cestovania ho vyšiel 14 krát.
And is what we're going to do today is take one trip around the world with Srila Prabhupada.
A čo to je dneska chceme urobiť, tak pôjdeme na jeden výlet okolo sveta so Srilom Prabhupádom.
We know from the time Prabhupada came to the USA in 1965, his mission was to spread Krishna consciousness to every corner of the world.
A z toho času, keď Srila Prabhupada v roku 1965 prišiel do Ameriky, tak odtedy jeho misia bola rozšíriť vedomie Krishnu po celom svete.
Just like here today, he wanted to see that everywhere, in every town and village, people were chanting Hare Krishna.
Ako Srila Prabhupada chcel, aby v každom meste a v každej dedine všade sa spievalo Hare Krishna.
So this trip starts in Bombay, in Juhu, India.
A tento výlet začne v Bombay, Juhu, v Indii.
And Prabhupada was leaving Bombay in January of 1975.
A Prabhupada odchádzal z Bombay v januári v roku 1975.
And in 2 months he traveled the globe visiting his temples all around the world.
A behom dvoch mesiacov obišiel celý svet, navštevujúc svoje chrámy po celom svete.
And it will end in March of 1975 with Prabhupada arriving in Mayapur.
A ukončil to v marci 75, kedy prišiel do Mayapur v Indii.
So this of course the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A samozrejme toto je rodisko Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He started this Sankirtan movement there 500 years ago.
A on tam začal toto Sankirtanové hnutie pred 500 rokmi.
So Prabhupada is going to end there with all his devotees from the West, 500 devotees from the West, chanting Hare Krishna in Mayapur.
A Prabhupada tam teda ukončil tú cestu, že sa tam potom stretol so 500 svojimi oddanými zo západu, ktorí všetci spievali Hare Krishna v Mayapure.
So in this particular trip, Prabhupada leaves Bombay and he stops in Japan.
A na tomto výlete, ktorý začal z Bombeju, tak on sa zastavil v Japonsku.
And then from Japan, Prabhupada flew to Hawaii.
A z Japonska letel na Hawaii.
So, as we were talking earlier, Prabhupada, when he traveled on the airplanes, so many different things could happen.
A ako sme už hovorili predchádzajúce dni, tak Prabhupada, keď cestoval v lietadloch, tak toľko vecí sa tam dialo.
So this trip was no exception.
A tento výlet nebol, tento let nebol výnimka.
Prabhupada, he always sat at the window on the airplane.
A Prabhupada vždy sedel v lietadle pri okne.
And then on this trip next to him, Nitai was sitting.
A hneď vedľa neho na tomto výlete sedel Nitai.
And then Paramahamsa Swami.
A vedľa Paramahamsa Swami.
So Prabhupada was just sitting quietly and he saw the magazine in front of him.
A Prabhupada tam ticho sedel a zbadal pred sebou časopis.
And it was like a Time magazine or Newsweek magazine.
A bol to Times alebo Newsweek, nejaký taký časopis.
And he looked and he saw on the cover there were young women and they were all hands up in the air, these ladies.
A on sa na ten časopis pozrel a na tej vrchnej oválke boli mladé ženy, dámy a mali zdvihnuté ruky vo vzduchu.
And the title said Women's Liberation.
A titul bol Ženská sloboda.
This was 1975 in America.
To bolo 75. v Amerike.
And at that time everybody wanted liberation one form or another. So these were all women, they were marching for women's liberation.
A v tom čase každý nejakým spôsobom chcel slobodu, oslobodenie a na tejto obálke boli ženy, ktoré robili pochod za slobodu.
So Prabhupada looked at the magazine and he laughed.
Prabhupada sa pozrel na magazín a na ten časopis začal sa smiať.
He turned to his disciple Nitai.
Obrátil sa k svojmu žiakovi Nitajovi.
Nitai, he was a grahastha.
Nitai bol hospodár.
So there was a stewardess, she was walking down the aisle.
A bola tam letuška, ktorá išla tou chodbou.
So Prabhupada saw Nitai and he nudged Nitai.
A
on
začal ho lakťom proste šťuchať do Nitaja.
And he said, tell her, if she wants to be liberated, shave her head.
A vraví, že Nitaj, povedz jej, že ak chce byť oslobodená, tak nech si oholí hlavu.
So the woman's walking by.
Takže ona išla okolo.
Nitai, he didn't do anything.
Ale Nitai neurobil nič.
So Prabhupada again, he said, go on, tell her, he said, make a joke. He said, tell her, she can shave her head, then she'll be liberated.
A Prabhupada opäť začal šťuchať laktom a vraví, chod za ňou a povedz jej, že ak chce byť slobodná, tak musí si oholiť hlavu a potom bude získa oslobodenie.
So Nitai, so Prabhupada one more time, he said, go on, he said, tell her.
A Prabhupada, on sa zdráhal a Prabhupada ho ďalej šťuchal a vraví, choď, ako urob si žart.
He said, make a joke.
Urob žart.
But Nitai, he didn't want to make a joke.
Ale on nechcel takto žartovať.
So Prabhupada, he let it go.
tak Prabhupada to nechal tak.
So, Prabhupada, of course, this was a very hot topic, you know, very controversial topic.
Samozrejme, toto bola veľmi horúca téma, veľmi kontroverzná.
And in America, of course, some of Srila Prabhupada's views, they were considered very old-fashioned.
A v Amerike väčšinu z tých Prabhupádových náhľadov na svet, čo prezentoval, pokladali za veľmi staromodné.
So he was, when he would arrive at the airport sometimes, of course, they would have interviews for Prabhupada.
A samozrejme niekedy on keď priletel na letisku, tak hneď ho čakali novinári a robiť s ním interview.
So when he arrived at this one airport, they had an interview.
A keď tam prišiel na určité osobitné letisko, tak tam ho čakali na interview.
And is what they had done because they heard Prabhupada said so many things that that women, you know, should raise their children and take care of the family and men should be doing the work. So at the interview they had all women doing the interview.
A čo spravili, lebo oni počuli, že ako Šila Prabhupada hovoril, že ženy by sa mali starať o deti, domácnosť a muž je ten, ktorý by mal chodiť pracovať, tak na to interview prišli všetko ženy.
So the person doing the interview was a lady.
A tá osoba, ktorá sa ho pýtala, bola dáma.
And the person holding the camera was a woman.
A osoba, ktorá držala kameru, bola tiež žena.
Her assistant was, they were all women.
A proste všetko okolo boli ženy.
So they did that, just they thought that they would intimidate Prabhupada.
A oni si mysleli, že
just to make a statement that women and men, they were all equal.
Oni dúfali proste, že nejak donútia Prabhupadu, aby prehlásil, že ženy a muži sú rovnocenní.
So, the interviewer, she stood before Prabhupada and she said, why do you shave your head?
Tak postavila sa tá dáma pred ňou a vraví, prečo ste si oholili hlavu?
And Prabhupada looked at her, he said, why do you shave your legs?
Prabhupada sa na ňu pozeral a vraví, prečo si holíte nohy?
He smiled at her.
A smieval sa na ňu.
He said, better to keep a cool head and warm legs.
A z úsmemom je hovorí, lepšie je mať chladnú hlavu a teplé nohy.
So Prabhupada, he wasn't disturbed.
Takže Prabhupada tým nebol rozrušený.
Prabhupada, he was the only person that did see everyone equally. He saw everyone as being equal.
Prabhupada bol jediná osoba, ktorá videla všetkých rovnocene.
So, when Prabhupada would get interviewed, you never know what he would say.
A keď s Prabhupada robili nejaké interview, tak nikto nikdy nevedel, že čo povie.
There was another time he was being interviewed.
A bol iný prípad, keď robil interview.
And this was a man interviewing Prabhupada.
A tam bol muž, ktorý sa ho pýtal.
And he asked Prabhupada this ridiculous question.
A pýtal sa Prabhupádu také smiešne, divné otázky.
And he said, so he said, do you think that the earth is flat? That the earth is flat.
A pýtal sa ho, myslíte si, že Zem je rovná?
Prabhupada looked. He said, everywhere I walk it is.
A Prabhupada vraví, všade, kde som kráčal, tak kráčam, tak je plocha. A začal sa smáť.
Then he turned to his disciple, he said, except New Vrindavan.
Potom sa obrátil k svojmu žiakovi a vraví, okrem Nového Vrindavanu.
He said, nothing but hills. New Vrindavan is all hills.
Lebo tam nie je nič iné, len kopce, tam sú samé kopce.
So then Prabhupada arrived in Hawaii and he stayed there for 1 week.
Potom Prabhupada prišiel na Hawaii a zostal tam týždeň.
Yes, I know, he's that we have so much. Okay, so, because he stopped at so many places. So then after Hawaii he went to Los Angeles.
A potom išiel do Los Angeles.
Now he was going to take very a very interesting trip, very nice trip.
A tam ho čakal veľmi zaujímavý výlet.
So from Los Angeles he went to Mexico City.
On z Los Angeles išiel do Mexico City.
And then Caracas, Venezuela.
A do Caracas, Venezuela.
So now he arrives in Mexico City. Now this is 1975.
A on tam prišiel do Mexico City a to bolo v 75. roku.
So Prabhupada arrived in America 10 years before 1965.
A do Ameriky ako takej on prišiel 50. rokmi, 65.
So he gets to Mexico City and there's hundreds of devotees in the temple.
A on prišiel do Mexico City a tam boli stovky a stovky oddaných chráme.
So many people chanting Hare Krishna.
Toľko ľudí tam spievalo Hare Krishna.
So Prabhupada gets into the temple room and the deities are on the altar.
A vošiel do chrámu a tam boli božstva na oltári, Šriši Gornitári.
Srila Prabhupada is just seeing the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda distributing love of God in everywhere.
A Srila Prabhupada videl tú milosť, ako pán Chaitanya a Nityananda rozdávajú lásku k Bohu všade.
His books, they've already been translated into Spanish. Thousands and thousands of books are being distributed all over Mexico.
A jeho knihy v tom čase už boli preložené do španielčiny a tisíce a tisíce knih bolo rozdaných po celom Mexiku.
So this was amazing.
To bolo úžasné.
And Prabhupada, as he was traveling, he was just in ecstasy seeing everywhere people chanting Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada ako cestoval, on bol jednoducho v extázi, keď videl ľudí ako všade čentujú Hare Krishna, spievajú Hare Krishna.
He gave a very nice lecture which had to be translated by Vidyananda Maharaj.
A on dal krásnu lekciu, ktorá musela byť preložená Hridayanandou Maharajom.
He explained how this Krishna consciousness society that we're training, people are being trained so that at the time of death go back home, back to Godhead.
A vysvetlil, ako v tejto spoločnosti pre vedomie Krišnu trénujeme ľudí, aby v čase, keď opúšťajú telo, v čase smrti, išli späť domov, späť Bohu.
Said, so when this time comes, this time of death, we'll remember Krishna.
A keď tento čas príde, čas smrti, tak my budeme spomínať na Krišnu.
So then at the end of class he asked if there were any questions.
A na konci tej lekcii sa spýtal, či sú nejaké otázky.
And one elderly lady, Mexican lady, she asked Prabhupada a question.
A jedna taká staršia mexická dáma sa spýtala Prabhupádu otázku.
And she said, Prabhupada, she said, is it okay if at the time of death we remember you instead of Krishna?
A spýta sa Prabhupada, je to v poriadku, ak v čase smrti budeme spomínať na teba, na vás, na miesto, na Krišnu?
And Prabhupada smiled.
Prabhupada sa usmial.
He said, that's okay.
Je to v poriadku.
So then he stayed there and he inspired all the devotees in Mexico City for 1 week. He gave class every day.
A potom tam zostal celý týždeň a každý deň dával lekcie a inšpiroval tam oddaných.
So then from Mexico City, his next stop was Caracas, Venezuela.
A z Mexico City išiel do Caracasu, Venezuela.
So this was Prabhupada's first trip to Caracas.
A bol to prvý výlet Šrilu Prabhupádu do Caracasu.
And already there were devotees there, his books were there, everything was going on.
Ale už tam boli oddaní, jeho knihy tam boli, všetko tam už bežalo.
So Prabhupada had, of course, we had to fly from Mexico City to Caracas.
Samozrejme, my sme z Mexico City do Caracasu išli lietadlom.
And we flew on a Venezuela airline.
A išli sme venezuelskými aerolinkami.
And in Mexico, one devotee lady made one of Srila Prabhupada's favorite preparations.
A v Mexico City jedna z dám pripravila pre Srilu Prabhupádu jednu z jeho najobľúbenejších preparácií.
Puffed rice.
Burizomi.
Prabhupada was very fond of puffed rice and peanuts.
Prabhupada mal veľmi rád burizomi, takú nafúknutú rýžu s burskými orieškami.
You would make a nice chons.
A do toho dobrý chons.
So She made it and she just put it in a paper bag and I carried it onto the plane.
Ona mu to pripravila a dala to do papierového sáčku a ja som to niesol do lietadla.
I said, Prabhupada, he sat at the window and I sat next to Prabhupada.
A Prabhupada sa posadil k oknu a ja vedľa neho.
And next to me was Paramahamsa.
A vedľa mňa, na druhej strane bol Paramahamsa.
So, as soon as the plane would take off, Prabhupada, he was ready for prasadam.
A ako náhle sa lietadlo zdvihlo, tak Prabhupada si požiadal o prasadam.
Prabhupada liked prasadam very much.
Prabhupada mal rád prasadam veľmi.
The plane was in the air, Prabhupada looked and said, okay, he said, prasadam.
A ako náhle bolo lietadlo vo vzduchu, tak sa už obzeral rád prasadam.
So I opened up the paper bag and I took out, it was in aluminum foil, and I opened it up.
A ja som teda otvoril ten papierový sáčok a bolo to v aluminovej fólii, ja som to pripravil.
So it was filled with this spicy puffed rice preparation.
A bolo to naplnené touto pikantnou, týmito pikantnými burizónmi.
So I put down Prabhupada's tray and I sat it in front of him.
A ja som to predložil prešiel Prabhupádu.
So Prabhupada started picking up by the pop it in his mouth.
A Šila Prabhupada si to začal brať a hádzať do úst.
And he would chew, Prabhupada would chew his food very well.
Veľmi to, riadne to prežúval, on vždy prežúval svoju potravu veľmi dôkladne.
So he went on for about 10 minutes and he's eating his puffed rice.
A zhruba 10 minút tak to pokračoval.
And then he said, okay, finished.
A potom vraví, okay, už mi stačí.
So he left about half of it on this aluminum foil.
A zhruba polovicu tých burizónov nechal na tej aluminovej fólii.
He said, now you can take.
A vraví, a teraz si môžete vyzobrať.
So I put down my table and I moved the puffed rice over to my table.
Tak ja som si dal dole môj stolík, nachystal a dal som si tam tú rýžu.
And I ripped the foil in half and I gave the other half to Paramahamsa Swami.
A ja som roztrhol tú fóliu na polovicu a tú polovičku druhú som dal Paramahamsa Swamimu.
So now Paramahamsa and I were very happy, we were eating Prabhupada's remnants, having our breakfast.
Takže my sme boli veľmi šťastní, že jeme Prabhupádove pozostatky, že máme zbytky po ňom, zbytky jedla po ňom, že máme raňajky.
As we're eating, stewardess, one lady, she's walking down the aisle, stewardess.
A ako sme jedli, tak tá letuška, ona išla chodbou.
And she stops right in front of Paramahamsa.
Zastavila sa priamo pri Paramahamsovi.
Now we're, of course, we're all in dhoti, kurta, shaved heads and tilak. So she stopped and she looks at us.
Samozrejme, my sme boli v kurtách, v dhoti, s tilakom na čelách, tak sa zastavila a dívala sa.
And then she reached over past Paramahamsa and she grabbed some puffed rice from my plate and she ate it.
A zrazu sa naklonila cez Paramahamsu, zobrala z mojej ryži a zjedla.
And she looked at me and she said, this is very good, she said, what is it?
A pozrela sa na mňa a vraví, to je veľmi dobre, čo to je?
I was in shock from her taking some prasadam from my plate.
A ja som bol šokovaný, že mi berie prasadam z mojho taniera.
I just said, puffed rice.
A vraví, to sú burizóny.
She said, why are you eating this? She said.
A ona, prečo toto jete?
So I told her we had a special diet and we brought our own food.
A ja som jej vravil, že sme taká špeciálna skupina, že si nosíme vlastnú potravu.
She said, oh, she said, well, she said, can I get you anything else?
A ona, môžem pre vás niečo priniesť iné?
So I looked at Prabhupada and I said, Prabhupada, would you like anything?
A tak som sa pozrel na Prabhupadu a vraví, Prabhupada, dal by ste si niečo?
Prabhupada turned, he said, yes, hot milk.
A Prabhupada vraví, áno, horúce mlieko.
So I said, we'll all have hot milk.
Tak som povedal, že všetci si dáme horúce mlieko.
She said, okay. She said, can I get you anything else? She said, I can go into first class. She said, they have fruit.
Tak ona sa pýta, a ešte niečo si dáte? Ja môžem ísť do tej prvej triedy a zobrať pre vás nejaké ovocie.
So I looked at Prabhupada, I said, would you like some fruit? Prabhupada said, yes.
Tak som sa obrátil k Prabhupadovi a dali by ste si nejaké ovocie Prabhupada? Prabhupada, áno.
So And I went, I said, well, I'll have hot milk and fruit.
Tak vrajím, všetci si dáme horúce mlieko a ovocie.
She said, okay, she left.
A ona súhlasila a odišla.
So, she comes back 10 minutes later with plates for all of us. She cut up fruit, hot milk.
A za 10 minút prišla s tanierom a tam mala to horúce mlieko a nakrájala nám to ovocie.
And so we're all sitting there eating this food.
Takže my sme tam sedeli a jedli sme to.
And I said, Prabhupada, I said, that was amazing.
A vravím, Prabhupada, to bolo úžasné.
And Prabhupada said, oh, he said, women, he said, they have a natural propensity to serve.
A Prabhupada vraví, ženy, oni majú takú prirodzenú náklonnosť slúžiť.
Okay. But here was this woman, she took Prabhupada's remnants.
Ale ona bola žena, ktorá zobrala tie to, čo ostalo po Prabhupádovi z toho jedla, zbytky jedla po ňom.
And devotees, we would fight each other in the temple to get the Prabhupada's remnants. When I would go around with the plate, devotees would run and throw other people just to get one little piece of chapati or rice or vegetable from Prabhupada's plate.
Oni v chráme, oni sa bili o tie zbytky jedla po Prabhupádovi a len aby získali aspoň zrniečko ryža alebo kúsok čapáty alebo čokoľvek.
This woman, she just took Prabhupada's remnant, she just came and took it right off of my plate.
Ale táto dáma jednoducho len prišla a zobrala mi priamo z taniera tie zbytky od Prabhupády.
That moment I became convinced that Krishna is in our hearts.
A v tom momente som získal presvedčenie, že Krishna je v našich srdciach.
This was not an ordinary activity.
To nie je nejaká obyčajná vec.
So, we had our prasadam and the flight went on.
Takže prijali sme to prasadam a let pokračoval.
So, I travel around, of course, this is one of the most amazing stories about Srila Prabhupada.
Takže cestovali sme ďalej a samozrejme toto je jedna z najúžasnejších príhod so Srilom Prabhupádom.
So one day I told the story and after the class one devotee came up to me, he said, I have a story about Prabhupada.
A jedného dňa prišiel po lekcii za mnou jeden muž a vraví, že ja mám tiež jeden príbeh o Šrilovi Prabhupádovi.
He said a nice Sankirtan story.
Pekný Sankirtanový príbeh.
So I said, yes. So I said, what is it?
A ja som sa spýtal, áno, o čom je ten príbeh?
He said, well, I did Sankirtan all over South America, going to all the villages.
A vraví, ja som robil Sankirtan po celej Južnej Amerike, po všetkých tých dedinách.
Just like you're doing here, you travel from village to village.
Ako vy robíte tu, že cestujete od dediny k dedine.
And he said the places they were going to, devotees had never been there before. This was 1975, so no one had ever been there.
A hovorí, na tie miesta, kde sme chodili, tak nikto pred nami ešte nebol. To bolo 75, takže tam boli prví.
And they would have Harinam in the town center, and then they would go door to door with Prabhupada's books.
A oni robili harinám v centre tých miest tam a potom chodili od dverí k dverím s Prabhupádovými knihami.
So they went to this one village, you could only get there by four-wheel drive vehicle, it was a very isolated place.
A oni potom chodili do tých dedín, kde sa dalo dostať jedine autami, lebo to sú také odláhle miesta.
And so he knocked on the door.
A on zaklopal na dvere. Mal doty, bol doty a kurte.
So a woman opened the door and she said, oh, come in. She said, she immediately told him to come in.
A žena otvorila dvere a hovorí, okamžite hovorí, poď ďalej, poď ďalej.
She said, Hare Krishna.
A čo? Čo?
The woman said to the Brahmacharya, yeah. She said, Hare Krishna.
A tá žena mu hovorí, Hare Krishna.
He said, how do you know about Krishna? He said.
A on sa pýta, ako ty vieš niečo o Krishnovi?
She said, oh, I met the devotees many years ago on an airplane.
A vraví, ja som pred mnohými rokmi stretla oddaných v lietadle.
She said, and I took Srila Prabhupada's remnants.
A ja som zobral a zbytky jedla od Srila Prabhupada.
So this was the same woman.
A to bola tá istá žena.
Her house was a temple. Her house, she had deities, pictures.
Svoj dom mala už premenený na chrám. Mala tam božstva, obrázky.
But that was the first devotee she met was us, and she took Prabhupada's remnants somehow. Krishna just inspired her.
Takže tým, že ako prijala tie zbytky po Šilovi Prabhupádovi, tak Krishna ju nejak inšpiroval týmto spôsobom.
So this was the potency of Srila Prabhupada as he traveled around the world.
To bola tá sila, potencia Šilu Prabhupádu počas toho, ako cestoval po celom svete.
So then we arrived in Caracas.
A potom sme prišli do Caracasu.
Now I was really excited about going to Caracas.
A ja som bol teda riadne vzrušený z toho, že ideme do Caracasu.
I was Prabhupada's servant for 2.5 years.
A bol som Prabhupádov služobník 2.5 roka.
But after 1.5 years, I left for 6 months and I lived at the temple in Caracas.
Ale po 1.5 roku som odišiel a žil som v chráme v Caracase.
And of course I would tell them all about Srila Prabhupada.
A samozrejme, ja som všetkým rozprával o Šilovi Prabhupádovi.
So now a year had gone by and I was going to Caracas with Prabhupada.
A teraz rok prešiel a ja som išiel do Caracasu spolu so Šilom Prabhupádom.
So I was very eager to see all my God brothers and God sisters that I knew, and they could see me with Prabhupada, Prabhupada's servant.
Bol som veľmi dychtivý stretnúť všetkých tých mojich duchovných bratov a sestry tam teraz už spolu so Šilom Prabhupádom.
So we arrived right at the same temple that was there, and Prabhupada gets up on the Vyasasan.
Tak my sme prišli do toho chrámu a Prabhupada sa posadil na Vyasasan.
So of course I would always help Prabhupada up, and then I would take care of everything around Prabhupada.
Samozrejme, ja som vždy pomáhal Prabhupádovi sa tam posadiť a všetko som okolo neho usporiadal.
So Prabhupada got up and he sat down on the Vyasasan.
Prabhupada tam teda vystúpil a posadil sa na Vyasasan.
And I turned around and I was looking at my God brothers and all this.
A ja som sa hneď otočil a hľadal som tých svojich duchovných bratov a kýval som ich, zdravil som ich.
I was feeling very proud I was with Prabhupada.
Cítil som, bol som veľmi pyšný na to, že som tam prišiel s Prabhupádom.
So while I was looking at my God brothers, like something hit me in the head.
A zatiaľ, čo som sa na nich díval, tak niečo ma udrelo do hlavy.
And I turned around and it was Prabhupada.
A som sa otočil a to bol Prabhupada.
He took his socks off and he rolled them into a ball and threw them at
him. On si vyzul svoju ponožku, urobil s nej guľku a hodil mi ju do hlavy.
This was my service, was we would sit down, I would take his socks, because it was warm in Venezuela. So, because I was looking at all my God brothers, I forgot what my service was.
A to bola moja služba, vždy keď sa posadil, tak som mu dával dole ponožky, lebo tam bolo teplo, ale pretože ja som hneď začal zdraviť tých mojich duchovných bratov, tak on si to vyzul a hodil to do mňa.
So he kindly reminded me what I was supposed to be doing.
Tak on mi láskavo pripomenul, že čo je moja, čo sa odo mňa očakáva.
And they have very nice kirtan in Caracas.
A robil veľmi krásny kirtan v Caracas.
Javi Das, he was leading kirtan. Javi Das,
on viedol ten kirtan.
In a very nice voice.
S krásnym hlasom.
And very enthusiastic, they will play conga drums.
Veľmi entuziasticky hrali tie kongo, na tie kongo bubny.
So then Prabhupada started speaking.
A potom Prabhupada začal hovoriť.
And he looks on the altar.
Pozrel sa na oltár.
And there's Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda with their hands out, standing on the altar.
A tam bol pán Chaitanya Nityananda so zdvihnutými rukami, stali na oltári.
Prabhupada again started speaking about how merciful was Guru Chaitanya and Guru Nityananda.
A Prabhupada opäť začal rozprávať o tom, ako milostivý sú Pán Chaitanya Nityananda.
And he could see everywhere he was going, just hundreds of devotees are chanting Hare Krishna.
A on to mohol vidieť, že kdekoľvek chodil, tak stovky oddaných spievali Hare Krishna.
And in these remote places all around the world.
V tých odláhlých miestach po celom svete.
So he stayed there for 1 week.
A on tam zostal celý týždeň.
And he would have class in the morning and then in the evening he would give darshan to the devotees in his room.
A ráno dával lekciu a večer darshany v svojej izbe.
So one evening all the devotees were in Prabhupada's room and he's sitting down.
A jeden večer všetci tí oddaní prišli do izby a posadili sa.
And there were mosquitoes in the room and they were biting the devotees.
A boli tam komáre v izbe a štípali tých oddaní.
And one devotee said, oh Prabhupada, he said, these mosquitoes, they have respect for you because you're a pure devotee.
A jeden oddaný vraví, Prabhupada, tieto komáre majú k vám úctu, lebo vy ste čistý oddaní.
They weren't bothering Prabhupada.
Lebo oni Prabhupadu neotravovali.
And Prabhupada said, yes, he said, here they have respect.
A Prabhupada raj, áno, tu majú respekt.
He said, but in Vrindavan they have no such respect.
Ale vo Vrindavane nemajú žiadnu úctu.
Because they were always bothering.
Lebo stále ho proste otravovali.
So from Vrindavan, or from Caracas, Prabhupada went to Miami.
A z Caracasu išiel do Miami.
So he stayed in Miami just one day.
A zostal tam iba jeden deň.
And he goes, of course, and again he sits down on the Vyasasan.
A opäť sa samozrejme posadil na Vyasasan.
Now there's hundreds of American devotees around him.
A boli tam stovky amerických oddaní okolo neho.
Prabhupada looks, and there's Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They're in Miami.
A Prabhupada sa pozrela, bol tam Pán Chaitanya a Nityananda aj v Miami.
So again, Prabhupada, he was just becoming very emotional, and he said, so kind, he said, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, he said, they're so merciful.
A Prabhupada sa opäť stal veľmi emocionálnym a hovorí, Pán Chaitanya a Nityananda, ty sú tak milostiví.
He said, they're distributing love of Godhead freely, he said, to everyone.
Oni rozdali lásku Bohu zadarmo všade, každému.
It was not just something he said, he could see it, that they're everywhere he goes, they're distributing love of Godhead. Prabhupada could see this.
A nebolo to len niečo, čo povedal, ale on to mohol vidieť, lebo všade boli stovky oddaní.
And of course we could see that they were doing it through Srila Prabhupada.
A samozrejme, my sme mohli vidieť, že oni to robili pre Srilu Prabhupádu.
And then he said, they're so kind, he said, Lord Chaitanya is so kind, they don't even accept any offenses.
A potom povedal, Pán Chaitanya je tak milostivý, že on nepríjma žiad, toleruje všetky priestupky.
He said, they're so merciful.
Oni sú tak milostiví.
He said, but that doesn't mean you should make offenses.
Ale vraví, to neznamená, že by ste mali robiť tie priestupky.
So, but even if you do, he said, they don't accept.
Ale dokonca, ak ich urobíte, tak oni ich neprijmajú.
Then he looked at the devotees, he said, perhaps, he said, in the future you can also install Radha Krishna.
Potom sa pozrel na oddaných a povedal, možno v budúcnosti môžete tiež inštalovať Radhu Krishnu.
So, but then you have to be very careful.
Ale potom už musíte byť veľmi opatrní.
He said, but even if you don't install Radha Krishna, he said, it's okay, he said, Radha Krishna are here within Lord Chaitanya.
Ale potom ale dokonca, ak neinštalujete Radu Krishnu, tak oni, Rada Krishna, sú tu, pánovi Chaitanyovi.
He said, just carry on, he said, worshiping Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda.
Tak len pokračujte v úctievaní pána Chaitanya Nityanandu.
So from Miami, it was just a very short flight to Atlanta, Georgia.
A z Miami bol veľmi krátky let do Atlanty, do Georgie.
So he stayed in Atlanta for 3 days.
A tam sa zdržal 3 dní.
And it was very special 3 days in Atlanta.
A to boli veľmi zvláštne dni v Atlante.
And Prabhupada goes into the temple room and again he sits down on the Vyasasana.
Prabhupada opäť vstúpil do chrámu a posadil sa na Vyasasana.
And the hundreds of devotees are there all chanting and dancing.
Stovky oddaných okolo spievali, čentovali a tancovali.
So then Prabhupada started his address.
A Prabhupada začal svoju prichodziu reč.
His lecture. So he said, we have just come from Hawaii and Los Angeles and Mexico City.
A my sme akurát prišli z Hawaii, Los Angeles a Mexico City.
And then he looked at me and said, Caracas. He said, Caracas.
Potom sa pozrel na mňa a ja som povedal, a Caracas. A pravda, áno, sa Caracas.
He said, and Miami.
A Miami.
He said, and now we are here.
A teraz sme tu.
He said, and I think your temple is the best.
A potom povedal, a ja si myslím, že váš tempel je najlepší.
So all the devotees went, Harimol.
A všetci oddaní zdvihli ruky, Harimol.
So then Prabhupada just looked on the altar.
A Prabhupada sa len pozrel na oltár.
And again he sees Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda standing there.
A opäť zazrel pána Chaitanya a Nityananda, ako tam stoja.
And as soon as Prabhupada started to speak, his voice was cracking.
A ako náhle Prabhupada začal hovoriť, tak jeho hlas sa proste nebol schopný rozprávať.
His eyes were filled with tears.
A jeho oči sa naplnili slzami.
And he looked and he said, Parama Karuna, Bahu Dvijana.
A on sa pozrel a povedal, Parama Karuna, Bahu Dvijana.
He said, the two lords, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu.
Dvaja páni, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a pán Nityananda.
He said, they're so kind.
Oni sú tak milostiví.
He said, they're distributing love of Godhead to everyone.
Oni rozdali lásku Bohu každému.
He said, Krishna, he's also kind.
A povedal, Krishna je tiež milostivý.
So, but he requires that you surrender first.
Ale on od nás chce, aby sme sa najskôr odozvali.
So, but Lord Chaitanya is so kind, he doesn't even require surrender.
Ale pán Chaitanya je tak milostivý, že on od nás nevyžaduje ani, aby sme sa odozvali.
And then he couldn't speak anymore, he was just overwhelmed.
A už ďalej nebol schopný hovoriť, lebo bol premožený tými.
And tears, they just started shooting out of Prabhupada's eyes.
A slzy začali prúdom stekať z jeho očí.
Then he closed his eyes and he just went into ecstasy.
A potom zavrel oči a len sa pohrúžil do extázy.
So there were hundreds of devotees in the room and no one moved.
A boli tam stovky oddaných v izbe, v tom chráme, ale nikto sa ani nepohol.
No one did anything, not one moved.
Ani len štipku sa nikto nehýbal.
And we just looked at Prabhupada.
A my sme sa len dívali na Prabhupádu.
And of course we would all become very ecstatic to seeing Prabhupada.
A samozrejme všetci sme boli plní sa dostať do extázy, keď sme videli Prabhupádu.
And then he opened his eyes and he said, chant Hare Krishna.
Potom otvoril oči a hovorili, spievajte Hare Krishna.
So then we had a nice kirtan.
A potom sme mali pekný kirtan.
So now Prabhupada is getting closer and closer to going to Mayapur.
A Prabhupada sa viac a viac približoval Mayapuru.
He was very excited to be there for this big Gaurapurnima festival.
A bol veľmi zrušený z toho, z tej predstavy, že tam bude na Gaurapurnima festivale.
So then I said, every day of course I would give Prabhupada massage.
A samozrejme každý deň som Prabhupadovi robil masáže.
And in the evening again, I would massage Prabhupada as he laid in bed.
A večer tiež som ho masíroval, keď Prabhupada ležal v posteli.
So, this place in Atlanta, Prabhupada's room, his house was still there. He was in it for 3 days. And they kept it.
A to miesto v Atlante, v tom, tak je, tá izba je tam ešte stále. Oni to udržiavajú. Zostal tam 3 dní.
So, as I did every evening, Prabhupada, he just laid down in bed and I was rubbing his legs and rubbing his feet.
Ako každý večer som teda robil Prabhupada, on sa si lahol na postela, ja som šúchal jeho nohy a chrbát.
And as Prabhupada laid in bed, on the wall, the opposite wall, there was a big painting. Krishna and Balaram, cowherd boys and calves.
A ako si Prabhupada lahol, tak na druhej strane, na stene, bol veľký obraz Krishnu a Balarámu a pasáčku a kráľ.
So as I'm massaging Prabhupada's legs, he's looking at this beautiful painting.
Ako som masíroval jeho nohy, tak on si obzeral ten krásny obraz.
And he said, I like the cowherd boys very much.
A povedal, ja mám tých pasáčkov veľmi rád.
So I just keep rubbing Prabhupada.
A ja som len ďalej pokračoval masírovaný. A on sa ďalej pozeral na obraz.
And he said every day, he said Krishna and Balaram, they go to the forest of Vrindavan with all their cowherd boy friends.
A on vraví, každý deň Krishna a Balaram, oni chodia do lesu Vrindavanu so všetkými tými pasačkami.
So then they herd the calves.
A starajú sa o kravy.
He said, and before they go, he said their mothers would make them tiffins with lunch, their lunch.
Ale predtým ako tam idú, tak matky pre ne urobia, dajú im so sebou nádobky s obedom.
And then Mother Yasoda, she would fill Krishna's tiffin with kachuri and laddu, puris and halva.
A matka Yasoda Krishnovi naplní tú krabičku s kačori, puri a halvou.
And the other cowherd boys, their tiffins, their mothers would put in rice and chapati and dal.
A matky tých iných pasačkov im tam dávajú rýžu, čapati a dal.
And then he said, then when they would get into Vrindavan, the cowherd boys, of course, they would take Krishna's lunch and they would keep away. They would take it from him.
A ako sa dostanú do toho lesa Vrindavanu, tak pasačkovia zoberú ten Krishnov obed a schovajú mu ho, zoberú mu ho.
So finally they would give Krishna one of their lunches with the rice and dal.
A nakoniec dajú Krishnovi niektorý z ich obedov s tým z rýžou a dalom.
And they would sit down with Krishna's lunch and they would eat the kachuri and laddu.
A oni sa posadia a zjedia ten Krishnov obed. Kachuri a laddu.
Then Prabhupada said, I just want to go back to the spiritual world and eat kachuris and laddu with Krishna.
A Prabhupada potom povedal, ja len chcem ísť naspäť do duchovného sveta a jesť kachuri a laddu s Krishnou.
Then he just closed his eyes and he just kept massaging.
A potom zatvoril oči a ja som ho pokračoval masírovať.
So it was so much ecstasy.
Tam bolo toľko extázy.
So, you know what? How long are you
It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay,
do that.
Takže zatiaľ by sme tu pokrát prestali s tým našim výletom a ak máte nejaké otázky, aby sme to neprešli.
Či by nám právo povedal, ako prišiel k vedomí Krišnu aj Matáči?
Kindly told us how did you become a devotee and also Mataji.
Very good. similar. I was from Philadelphia, USA.
Ja pochádzam z Philadelphia, zo Spojených štátov.
I was raised Roman Catholic.
A bol som vychovávaný v rímskokatolíckom duchu.
And now I was 19 years old.
A keď som mal 19.
And I was in the university.
Bol som na univerzite.
I had a car.
Mal som auto.
And I was just very unhappy.
A bol som veľmi nešťastný.
And I just felt this big empty space inside of me.
A len som cítil, že vo vnútri mám veľký prázdny priestor.
And I thought the only person that could fill it up was God.
A premýšľal som, že jediná osoba, ktorá ho môže vyplniť, je Boh.
So even as a child I learned in Catholic Church, you learned that God was a person.
A dokonca aj ako dieťa som sa u katolíkov učil, že Boh je osoba.
So I just wanted him to take care of me because I was very unhappy.
A ja som len chcel, aby sa o mňa postaral, lebo som veľmi nešťastný.
And I started reading the Bible to find answers to questions, and I couldn't find any answers in the Bible.
A začal som čítať Bibliu, aby som dostal nejaké odpovede na tie otázky, ale nemohol som tam nič nájsť.
And then in the US they had these born again meetings. Born again Christians they were like
znovuzrodení v Amerike boli tiež.
Because they would get filled, they said, with the Holy Spirit, and they would dance. So I went to these born-again meetings and tried to see if God was there, but I didn't find him there.
A ja som proste chcel ísť k ním, lebo oni proste boli takí, že hľadali ten toho ducha, ale nemohol som ich nájsť.
So then I just became just more miserable.
A ja som len viac a viac trpel.
And I would go to bed at night and sometimes I would just cry.
A večer som chodil spať, si lahnúť do postele a niekedy som len plakal.
And then I started praying and saying, God, if you're there, you have to do something.
Potom sa začal modliť, že Boh, ak existuješ, tak musíš niečo urobiť.
I said, if you're listening to me, you have to let me know how I can get to you.
A ak ma teda počuješ, tak daj mi vedieť, ako sa k tebe môžem dostať.
So I had a good friend in college. So on April 22nd, 1971, it was an Earth Day celebration.
A mal som dobrého priateľa na strednej škole a 21. apríla 71 sme išli spolu na oslavu.
They still have these, that's why I know the date. Every April 22nd they have this Earth Day, it was like the first. So we went, you know, there were people in the park and there were rock groups performing and there were the Hare Krishnas, chanting Hare Krishna.
Pri tej príležitosti Dňa Zeme, tak v tom parku boli ľudia a tam boli rockové skupiny a mnoho iných ľudí a boli tam tiež Hare Krishna a spievali Hare Krishna.
And my friend said, let's go down and see them.
A môj priateľ mi hovorí, poďme tam a uvidíme, čo sa deje.
And I'm like, no.
Ja, nie, nie.
I thought they were from outer space.
Pretože som si myslel, že oni sú z inej dimenzie.
But he said, come on, let's go see. He said, let's see what...
A on hovorí, nie, poď, uvidíme.
So we went down with them. I started talking with them.
Takže sme tam išli a ja som sa s nimi začal rozprávať.
Everything I wanted to know, they told me everything.
A čokoľvek som chcel vedieť, tak oni mi všetko vysvetlili.
Told me that Krishna was God, this little blue boy.
A povedali mi, že Boh je Krishna, ten malý, namodralý chlapec.
So I went to the temple every day for a week.
A potom som každý deň, počas celého týždňa, išiel do templu.
And then I just left everything and moved into the temple.
Potom som všetko zanechal a presťahoval sa do chrámu.
That's the short story.
Actually, my story is very simple. I too was from a Catholic background, and
Takže môj príbeh je veľmi podobný. Ja tiež pochádzam z katolíckeho pozadia.
And from being a very little child, I was always asking questions, even when I was 8-9 years old. Where did I come from? Who am I?
A už od útleho detstva, keď som mala 8-9 rokov, tak som sa pýtala okolo otázky, že kto som a odkiaľ pochádzam.
So I would wait till after church and ask the priest these questions.
A čakala som, až pôjdem ako do kostola a budem, môžem sa potom spýtať kňaza na tieto otázky.
And nobody yet could answer these questions.
Ale nikto mi ich nevedel odpovedať.
And I would also go to these big conventions, Christian conventions, looking.
A ja som tiež chodila na tieto veľké kresťanské sviatky a zúčastňovala sa tam.
I dropped out of college and became a hippie.
A potom som išla na strednú školu a stala som sa hippie.
And there was maybe 15 of us, we used to hang out.
A bolo nás zhruba zo 15, čo sme sa tak priatelili.
And we were all looking, searching, all of us together.
A všetci z nás sme jednoducho hľadali.
So this was 1971.
To bolo v 71.
So I too went to a rock festival.
A ja som tiež išla na rockový festival.
And as I was walking in, I saw these people sitting on the ground.
A ako som kráčala, tak som videla ľudí, čo sedia na zemi.
And one was Jamuna.
A tam bola Jamuna.
And they were chanting Hare Krishna.
A oni spievali Hare Krishna.
So I stopped. All my friends went ahead and I stopped.
Ja som sa tam zastavila a všetci moji priatelia pokračovali ďalej.
So I sat there for maybe 6 hours.
Ja som sa tam posadila na možno 6 hodín.
And I was chanting with them.
A som s nimi spievala.
And then they gave me the address because they told me there was a temple just around the corner from where I lived.
A potom mi dali adresu, lebo mi povedali, že chrám je vlastne len za rohom od miesta, kde žijem.
And this was in Manchester, England.
A to bolo v Manchestri, v tom Anglicku.
So I went to visit, it was a very small little place.
A ja som tam išiel na návštevu, bolo to veľmi malé miesto.
And then of course the George Harrison record came out with the devotees.
A v tom čase akurát vyšiel ten známy, tá platňa Georgia Harrisona s oddanými.
So we bought the record and we would play it and we played it all day, non-stop, all day.
Tak my sme si ho zaobstarali a to hralo non-stop, celý deň, celý deň.
And I would visit the temple every Sunday feast.
A na každý nedelný program som potom chodila do chrámu.
And then they bought Bhaktivedanta Manor. George Harrison bought that big temple in London.
A George Harrison kúpil veľký chrám v Londone, v Londýne.
That was about 2 hours from where I lived.
A bolo to zhruba 2 hodiny od miesta, kde som žila.
So maybe 10 of us decided we would go live near this big temple. 10 of us, we decided we will go live near this big temple.
Okay. Yeah. Takže zhruba 10 z nás sa rozhodlo, že sa presťahujeme bližšie k tomuto veľkému chrámu.
So, I rented a house.
A ja som prenajala dom.
And then on the way down, I stopped. They just bought the manor. Maybe 1 week they had purchased.
A vlastne, in 1 week?
They had only just 1 week they had bought.
Living there.
Mm-hmm. 1 week they've been living there.
Ale vtedy akurát sa presťahovali do Bhaktivedanta Manora a zhruba jeden týždeň tam už žili.
So on the way to my new house I stopped to visit.
A na tej ceste do môjho nového domu som sa teda zastavila tam na návštevu.
And I never left.
A už som stále neodišla. Všetko. Nejaké ďalšie otázky?
I was reading in Harishari Prabhu's Transcendental Diary. He was describing a very intimate service to massage Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. And you did the same service. And he was describing how it was his skin of Srila Prabhupada was smooth and nice. And I just would like to ask you if you... I'm sure that you have the same feeling. Mm-hmm. Can you still feel it from the years?
Takže ja som čítal to v knihe od Harisha Prabhu, ktorá sa nazýva Transcendentalny diár. On tiež robil služobníka Šrilovi Prabhupádovi a píše tam, že jedna z najintimnejších služieb bola masírovať Prabhupádove nohy. A píše tam, ako tá pokožka Šrilu Prabhupádu bola veľmi, veľmi jemná. A otázka je, že či Prabhu, lebo on Prabhu robil tiež tú istú službu, sú taký tí Prabhu, a masíroval mu nohy, tak otázka je, že či ešte stále môže cítiť tú jemnosť, hebkosť tej Prabhupádovej pokožky.
Yeah, Prabhupada's skin was very soft.
Áno, Prabhupádová pokožka bola veľmi jemná.
And golden.
A zlatistá.
And Prabhupada's, even the bottom of his feet were also very soft.
A dokonca aj tie spodky, tie podošvy mal veľmi jemnočké.
And they were actually pinkish, bottoms of his feet.
A boli také narúžovalé.
I had never massaged anyone before I massaged Prabhupada.
A ja som nikdy predtým, ako som masíroval Prabhupada, nikoho iného nemasíroval.
And never touched anyone before that, you know.
A predtým som vlastne sa nikoho nedotýkal.
But Prabhupada's body was very nice.
Ale Prabhupádové telo bolo veľmi krásne.
And everything looked perfect, Prabhupada's toes.
Všetko vyzeralo ako dokonale, Prabhupádové palce.
And when you massage him, you would always start with his head.
A keď som robil masáže, tak sme vždy začínali s jeho hlavou.
And like he said, keep a cool head, Prabhupada said right to that reporter. So you would massage his head with sandalwood oil.
A ako Prabhupáda hovoril tomu tej reportérke, že drž si chladnú hlavu, udržiavaj, tak jeho hlavu sme masírovali so santalovým olejom.
And the rest of his body you would massage with mustard oil.
A zbytok tela sme masírovali olejom z čiernej horčice.
And Prabhupada was completely relaxed when you would massage him.
A Prabhupada bol úplne uvoľnený počas tej masáže.
I was telling it the other place, but when you massage Prabhupada, he liked his back massage for a long time. For a very long time.
Yeah. Že on mal veľmi rád to masírovanie jeho chrbta, vždy bo trvalo veľmi dlho.
And when I was massaging him, he said to me, "You can massage my back as hard as you like."
A keď som ho masíroval, tak mi hovoril, že môj chrbát môžeš masírovať tak silno, ako len chceš.
And you always massage each part of his body until he told you to move to the next spot.
A vždy sme masírovali určitú časť jeho tela, až dovtedy, kým on povedal, teraz už môžeš tú ďalšiu.
So after he told me that, you massage as hard as you like, I tried to massage Prabhupada's back with a lot of effort.
A potom, ako mi povedal, že máš mi masírovať chrbát tak silno, ako len chceš, tak ja som sa snažil fakt ako s veľkým úsilím mu masírovať.
And Prabhupada, he would just sit on a straw mat on the floor.
A Prabhupada, on sedel na takej trstinovej podložke na zemi.
And then I would sit behind him and push him, rub and massage.
A ja som sedel za ním a tlačil som ho a proste masíroval.
So sometimes I would just massage as hard as I could.
A niekedy som ho fakt masíroval tak silno, ako som len dokázal.
And I was just waiting for Prabhupada to say, okay, that's hard enough, no harder than that.
A len som čakal na Prabhupada, kedy povie, v poriadku, to už je dosť silno, už silnejšie nerob.
But no matter how hard I massaged him, he just sat there with his head down and just enjoyed it.
Ale nehľadiac na to, ako silno som to robil a chcel som čo najsilnejšie, tak on to nikdy nepomal, nikdy nezastavil, on len sedel proste a vychutnával to.
And he might let you massage his back for a half hour or more.
a niekedy ma nechal masírovať ten svoj chrbát pol hodinu a viac.
And no matter how hard I pushed his back, Prabhupada never moved.
A nezáležiac na tom, ako silno som tlačil do toho jeho chrbta, tak Prabhupada sa nikdy nepohol.
It was like he was glued to the floor.
Ako keby bol prilepený k podlahe.
Because he was just, the mat was just on the wooden floor, so you would think if you push real hard, he might slide a little bit.
Pretože tá podložka, ona bola len na drevenej pohľade, podlahe. A mohli by sme si myslieť, že keď zatlačíme, tak on sa bude klzať.
But you couldn't move him.
Ale nebolo možné ho posunúť.
No matter how hard you pushed.
Nezáležiac na tom, ako silno sme ho tlačili.
And he never pushed against you. He just would sit, just completely relaxed.
A on sa nikdy netlačil oproti. On jednoducho na sede úplne uvoľnený.
It's actually very mystical.
V skutočnosti je to veľmi tajomné.
But that was, it could go, a massage could go from 1 hour to over 2 hours, you could massage him like that.
A tá masáž trvala od hodiny až do 2 hodín.
Či mali ranné prechádzky nejaký pravidelný program alebo podľa situácie?
Did you have morning walks regularly or according to the situation?
Oh, morning walk?
Yeah.
Every morning.
Každé ráno boli tie ranné prechádzky.
Program. Program, aký tam bol program.
And what was the program during this morning walk?
I'll tell you one morning walk.
Ja vám porozprávam o jednej rannej prechádzke.
Somehow or other, Prabhupada's secretary brought Prabhupada to St. Moritz, Switzerland.
A nejakým spôsobom Prabhupada do sekretár
Prabhupada stayed there for 3 days.
Yes. Nejak sme sa tam dostali do St. Moritz vo Švajčiarsku a zostali sme tam 3 dní.
St. Moritz was a big ski resort.
A bolo tam veľké lyžiarske stredisko.
Back in 1973, very wealthy people, very beautiful ski resort.
A to bolo v 73. a boli tam veľmi bohatí ľudia, žili a veľmi krásne miesto.
And we thought we were arriving there in the spring.
A my sme tam prišli na jar.
But there was a late winter storm. There was this big blizzard going on.
Ale v tom čase tam bola veľká taká zimná burka silná.
So we were staying together in one condominium, Prabhupada and myself and his Sanskrit editor.
A boli sme spolu ako ubytovaní v jednom na jednom priestore žila Prabhupada, ja a sanskritský editor.
So there was a sliding glass door that opened to the outside.
A boli tam také sklenené dvere, ktoré...
Posuvné.
Hej, ktoré proste boli od vonku to izolované.
So it was 6 o'clock in the morning and Prabhupada got ready for his morning walk.
A bolo 6 hodín ráno a Prabhupada bol pripravený na svoju ránu prechádzku.
Put on that saffron coat, he put the hood on, because we knew it was very cold outside.
Prabhupada si obliekol svoj šafranový kabát a tú známú čiapku, lebo my sme vedeli, že proste tam bude zima.
But Prabhupada always went on his morning walk.
Ale Prabhupada, on vždy išiel na svoju ránu prechádzku.
So he got all ready and I just had a chadar around me.
Takže on sa prichystal a ja som mal len čadar.
And I slid the door open.
A ja som proste posunul tie dvere, otvoril ich.
And this big gust of wind and snow came into the room. It was freezing and it was snowing.
A ten silný búrkový vietor proste so všetkým tým snehom a začalo, vošiel vnuka a začalo proste na všetkom mrznúť.
And Prabhupada said, oh, he says, much too cold.
Prabhupada, to je už príliš chladné.
He said, that's okay. He said, we'll walk in the hallway outside the room. There was a corridor going to all the rooms. He said, we'll walk in the hallway.
A vraví, OK, tak budeme kráčať na, po tej hale, lebo tam bola taká dlhá hala pred izbami.
This was 1973.
To bolo 73.
But this was like a new place.
Ale to bolo ako nové miesto.
And they had energy, so the lights, whenever the elevator door opened, the lights would go on.
A oni mali tam taký systém, že kedykoľvek sa tie dvere otvorili, tak sa zasvietilo automaticky svetlo.
So then they would stay on for like 30 seconds.
A zhruba 30 sekúnd svietilo.
Which gave you enough time to get to your room and open the door and go inside.
A to vám, to nám dalo dosť času na to, aby sme otvorili svoju izbu a išli vnúka.
So I had never seen anything like it before.
A do tých dvoch som ešte nič také nevidel.
So, and then on the walls there were like switches, you could just push them and then they would, the lights would go on for another 30 seconds.
A na stenách boli vypínače, do ktorých sa len proste ste zatlačili a svetlo sa zasvietilo na 30 sekúnd.
So the three of us, Prabhupada, myself and Prajumna, were walking back and forth down this long hallway.
Takže všetci traja, Šrila Prabhupada, Pradyumna a ja sme kráčali raz tam a späť po celej tej hale.
And Prabhupada had his cane.
Prabhupada mal svoju paličku.
And we would just chant japa, walk back and back and forth chanting.
A chantovali sme svoju japu, chodili hore dole.
And every time I saw a button, I would push it so the lights would stay on.
A vždy, keď som videl vypínač, tak som ho zatlačil, aby svetlo svietilo.
So after 5 minutes, Prajumna said, I have work to do. And Prajumna left, so Prabhupada and I were walking back and forth.
A asi po 5 minútach Prabhupada odišiel, ospravedlnil sa, že má nejakú prácu, tak ja a Prabhupada sme už len ostali a chodili hore dole.
So then we're walking for about 10 minutes.
A kráčali sme zhruba 10 minút.
And Prabhupada looked at me, he said, this cold weather, he said, is giving me an appetite.
A Prabhupada sa na mňa pozeral, vraví, toto chladné počasie ma robí hladným.
He said, so you can make some halva for breakfast.
A povedal mi, mohol by si urobiť nejakú halvu na raňajky.
All right, Prabhupada.
V poriadku, Prabhupada.
I said, after the walk, I said, or should I go in now and start making it?
A ja som sa spýtal, po tej prechádzke, alebo mám ísť teraz to urobiť?
He said, you can go.
A môžeš ísť.
So I offered obeisances and I went back into the condo.
A tak som dal poklony a išiel som naspäť.
And I left Prabhupada alone, walking him up and down in the hallway.
A zanechal som tam Prabhupadu samého, kráčajúc hore tam a späť.
So I was inside and I thought, the lights are going to go out. They only stayed on for 30 seconds unless you kept pushing these buttons.
A ja som už bol vo vnútri a vtedy ma napadlo, že tie svetlá, oni sa vypínajú po tom čase a idú len vtedy, keď sa znova stiskajú.
And I was the one pushing the button. Every time we would walk, I'd push the button.
A ja som bol ten, ktorý sa o to staral.
So I got an anxiety, so I went to the door and I opened up the door.
Takže dostal som strach a išiel som k dverám a otvoril ich.
And the lights were on.
A svetlá svietili.
And I looked down and I saw Prabhupada walking down.
A pozrel som sa dole a Prabhupada tam kráčal.
And every time he passed one, he would lift his cane up and push it.
A vždy, keď išiel okolo, tak zobral tú svoju, ako sa to povedal?
Palička,
poslanský palička. Zobral paličku a jednoducho len zatlačil do toho vypínača.
So I called Prajumna, we stood in the doorway and watched them walk around.
Tak som zavolal Prabhupadu a my sme stali dvere a dívali sme sa ako Prabhupada tam.
So Prabhupada was expert in everything.
Prabhupada bol expert vo všetkom.
So I think it's time for prasad.
Yes.
Anyone to see you?
Myslím, že je čas na prasada.
Yeah.